A training center at Fort Wainwright has been named for a soldier from Fairbanks who was killed in Afghanistan. The training center support center was dedicated yesterday in memory of Sergeant Joel Clarkson. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Sergeant Clarkson was a team leader in the Army's Elite Ranger Corps based at Fort Lewis, Washington. He was on his fifth overseas deployment in March 2010 when he died of injuries suffered in a firefight in Afghanistan. At a ceremony on post, Fort Wainwright Training Support Officer Arlie Nethkin read from a bronze plaque unveiled outside the training center, quoting Sergeant Clarkson's superiors.
From Colonel Michael Carrillo, who was commanding the 75th Ranger Regiment at the time, his words, Sergeant Clarkson was the epitome of the Ranger team leader. He cared deeply for his men, always led from the front, and was at his best when the situation was most dire. He is a hero to our nation, the Army, and his family. The words of Colonel Mark Odom, who commanded the 2nd Ranger Battalion at the time and is now the commanding officer of 75th Ranger Regiment. Thoughtful, fearless, and engaging, Sergeant Clarkson possessed that intangible stuff we desire most in Ranger, the stuff legends are made of.
Nethkin says it's very fitting that the Fort Wainwright Training Center is named for Sergeant Clarkson because it provides high-tech battlefield simulation training for the kind of dangerous work Clarkson did. Nethkin says all soldiers' sacrifices are great, but Sergeant Clarkson was a local man who served at a very high level.
Here's a kid who went to Nordale School. He went to Tannenau School. He went to Lathrop High School. He didn't just join the Army. He became a Ranger, which means that he had to pass a series of gates just to make it in the door. And then it doesn't end there. He has to compete to stay there. It's not one of those, hey, I'm in the club, I get to stay. No, it's a very ruthless environment.
Clarkson's family attended the dedication event along with several members of his Ranger unit from Fort Lewis. Staff Sergeant David Ray, who served two tours in Iraq with Clarkson, described him as a great soldier and friend.
Very energetic, very personable, wasn't afraid to talk to anybody. He was very outgoing. If you just needed someone to talk to, he was always there. It didn't seem like anything fazed him. He was just hard charging, always ready to go, just wanted to be up front, lead.
Sergeant Ray also honored his comrade last spring by participating in a Ranger Climb for the Fallen on Mount McKinley. Ray says he left Clarkson's dog tags on Denali's summit, a fitting tribute to the man he says was very proud of being from Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.